All right, welcome to this installment of Motivational Monday. We are here to celebrate life, to provide an ounce of encouragement, and to help walk alongside as you find your way throughout this amazing, sometime topsy-turvy journey of life. Today, I want to talk about difference makers, and sometimes it's hard to identify or see what the difference is, but through this metaphor, this teaching, this example, you might be encouraged to see that there is a difference in being a difference maker and us getting to choose the kind of difference we want to make. So here's the story. And this is from Cameron Trimble. Again, an ounce of encouragement goes a long ways in moving us toward life. Evolutionary anthropologist Dr. Brian Haar and primatologist Dr. Vanessa Woods have spent years studying how animals think. Lately, they've explored why some primates form social groups around dominance and aggression, while others intuitively form communities based upon cooperation and mutuality. You see the two groups there, one around dominance and aggression, the other around cooperation and mutuality. To do this, they studied chimpanzees and bonobo monkeys. These two species are nearly identical in genetics and lineage. In fact, humans share 99% of our DNA with them. They are more like us, or we like them, than gorillas. But these two species have radically different social instincts. Their research has revealed that chimpanzees living north of the Congo River in Africa have organized their societal structures based on hierarchy and physical strength. The alpha males rule the tribe. If he's entering a tribe for the first time, he kills all the babies to establish his dominance. Once in control, he rallies the other males to patrol their borders to protect their land and resources. If they discover vulnerable chimpanzees close to their perimeter, they will kill them without hesitation. But south of the Congo River is another tribe of monkeys called bonobos. The bonobo monkeys have built a tribal society led by females of the tribe. They rarely fight. In fact, they refuse to mate with males who show aggression. They protect their young. They share with each other food, affection, and power. Compared to the chimpanzees to the north, they live a life of peace and leisure. So what makes them different? Dr. Haar explains that the bonobos living south of the Congo River live in a resource-rich environment. They don't have to fight for these resources. They discover them there. They don't have to worry about protecting scarce fertile land. For thousands of years, they've lived in a place of abundance, which is nurtured and rewarded an instinct for sharing, concern for each other, and collaboration. The chimpanzees and gorillas who live on the north side of the Congo River live in a less abundant environment. They must protect those food resources they discover from the other tribes or animals also seeking sustenance. Theirs is a fight for survival, and it doesn't pay to share with others. Well, scientists believe that these two tribes split about 6 million years ago as the Congo River formed and drove them apart. Today, we can see the power of evolutionary experience to shape our base instincts. These two examples strike me as we reflect on the tensions of our culture and the kind of future that we could create together. So far, ours has been a story more closely aligned with the experience of the chimpanzees. We fight for resources, we protect our lands and borders, and we sustain hierarchies primarily by what? Brute force. You see, it's delivered results. But we must wonder if it's the instinct that we need going forward. The bonobos teach us that there is another way to live. We have an equal measure within our DNA, the possibility of building a more compassionate culture. When fairly distributed, we have the resources and technology to provide abundant life for every living creature on the planet. We live in a resource-full world, though we tell ourselves the false story of scarcity. Perhaps this is the primary evolutionary question before us, and the one spirituality is best positioned to answer. You see, in the Christian tradition, the Apostle Paul teaches us in Ephesians 4, verses 31 through 32. Ephesians 4, a powerful chapter. Go check it out. But in these verses, he writes, "Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you." Well, perhaps today we hear that, and we hear it through this message of the chimpanzees. Be like the bonobos. Be like those who practice love, compassion, care, and see what kind of world that can create. Yes, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. That, folks, right there can make all the difference in this world. All right, stay encouraged. Good day.